What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the Goddamn It Prayer. Goddamn the Dale, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5, if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network. Streaming free 24/7, maybe thou hast gone done and done. Fuck, downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or, your favorite application.
Oh, Crab, oui, oui.
Crab Dive, your favorite French application, yeah. Or crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crapolia out of it.
It sounds like a disease.
Crapolia?
I'm fucked. I got the crapolia. Whatever that disease you were talking about earlier today.
Lungworm. Some that. Kind of lungworm.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
We're going to be here for the next couple hours, everybody. Thanks for joining us as we commemorate this Memorial Day. A lot of people off.
Yes.
Hopefully, if you're off of work today, to us with some adult beverages and...
I thought you meant off mentally. There's a lot of people off mentally.
Well, that's a given.
Yes.
Look at our president.
Hey.
Thanks for listening and all that stuff.
Yes.
Let's see what's going on in the world. And thanks to those that are buying shit through our Amazon portal.
Ooh.
As always, at crabdiving.com/Amazon. When you go through that link and buy some stuff from Amazon, we get a wee little bit of a commission from ya.
Nine!
And we appreciate it. What part of Ireland is that from?
Oh, the fun part.
The safe word. Safe word in some basement in
right,
Dublin.
Right.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Strap in, strap on. Pour yourself a hot one one or whatever you want to do.
Right.
We don't judge.
Boof it.
And
yay!
Thank you, Lori. We're going to let's see what's going on. My name's Patrick Ryan.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And, you know... You ever go on Wonkat?
Yes.
You go on Wonkat?
Yeah, sure.
They got some funny shit on there.
Funny headlines.
They put out a tweet. They screen capped a tweet of Donald Trump from 2015 wishing happy Memorial Day. Oh, my God. What's wrong with him? I would like to wish everyone, including all the haters and losers,
that's right,
of which, sadly, there are many, a truly happy an enjoyable Memorial Day.
That was a Memorial Day tweet?
May 24th, 2015. God, what is wrong with this motherfucker? Good God.
He's, is he back from Japan? On his way back from Japan?
Who fucking knows?
Still taking in another sumo match
yes.
in Japan?
That is crazy.
Trump tweeting,
twatted.
He opened the day with, commemorating our fallen war heroes.
Okay.
By, tweeting, impeach. Wait, where is it?
He couldn't say something about Memorial Day. And thank you for your service.
Something about fake news. Ian Bremmer now admits he made up a completely ludicrous quote, attributing it to me. That's what's going on in the age of fake news. People think they can say anything and get away with it. Really, the libel laws should be changed to hold fake news media accountable! I don't even know what he's fucking talking about.
Libel laws.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Well, what, he can't change laws.
Correct.
He can do what he wants. He can do what he wants, but he can't change laws.
Right. He says the libel laws should be changed, but that requires Congress.
Yeah. And hey, Donald.
I don't think Nancy's going to pass
no.
any changes in the libel laws anytime soon.
Donald, just be honest. You don't want to change the libel laws. You want to create an army of black vans that just go pick people up that you have on an enemies list. That's what you want.
Then he tweeted, he retweeted Rhonda McDaniel, who is the chairperson of the GOP.
Okay.
Rhonda Romney McDaniel.
Oh, right. Any relation?
She took a, yep, she took a, a little bit of a shit fling at,
ooh, yes,
Rashida Tlaib. Tweeting, Rashida Tlaib continues to obsess over impeachment this morning. Democrats want to impeach Donald Trump because they don't have any other message heading into 2020. And they're scared they can't beat him at the ballot box. Trump retweeted that.
Okay.
And then said, impeach for what? Having perhaps the greatest economy in our country's history? Rebuilding our military? Taking care of our vets? In parentheses, choice. Judges, best job numbers ever. Much more. Dems are obstructionists! Exclamation point.
God, you know whatever Trump said, but the chairperson of the RNC or the Republicans, is that who that is?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that would be fine if that was a Democrats only message. What is your message supposed to be when the president is treasonous? When he's colluding with Russia to steal a fucking election? That should be the Democrats only fucking message. But the problem is it's not. That should be all we're talking about is getting that motherfucker out of office.
Well, and look who they're going after. They're going after freshmen. They're going after freshmen
yeah.
representatives who
right.
are speaking the truth yeah. and they're scaring the shit out of them.
Those young
AOC,
Democrats.
Right.
Right. Well, they're scaring everyone.
Ayanna Pressley.
Right.
Katie Price.
I mean, it would.
Yeah.
I would like to hear the older Democrats say to the younger Democrats, go ahead, do what you're going to do. We will follow you and we will support you. That would be nice.
7 seconds ago, Trump tweeted, oh, God, Biden scares the crap out of him.
Right.
Anyone associated with the 1994 crime bill will not have a chance of being elected. In particular, African-Americans will not be bull. To vote for you.
Bully?
B-L-E. I believe it was Able. And
oh, okay.
Forgot the
okay.
A. Will not be bold to vote for you. I, on the other hand, was responsible for criminal justice reform, which had tremendous support and helped fix the bad 1994 bill.
Whatever. Is that true? I mean...
Not that he was responsible for criminal justice
yeah,
reform.
Yeah.
It was bipartisan senators, Cory Booker, and some Republicans.
Well, and also, Donald Trump. I think African Americans would be more blah to vote for Joe Biden than more blah to vote for you. Honestly, don't you think? I mean, Donald Trump is a fucking racist. He's a documented racist. Didn't the government have to force him to rent his properties to people of color? I mean, you know, some of the older Democrats. Do have issues with stuff they supported in the past.
Yeah.
Biden definitely does.
Sure.
But I mean, you know, if Trump's going to compare himself to Biden, that's kind of a joke.
But obviously, that's who he's.
Yeah, well, he's, who he's worried about.
Dumping
yeah,
his drawers
true.
Over is Biden. He knows Biden will pummel him.
Right.
Wasn't there a poll out that showed that all of them, except I think Buttigieg, of the top five, if the election were today, all of them beat Trump.
Wow.
And Buttigieg tied.
Shit. That's crazy.
But Biden bigly beat
yeah,
Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
Bigly.
God.
I think it's the one he's most worried about.
Does Elizabeth Warren beats him?
Yep.
By a shit ton?
She was third, maybe.
Yeah.
After Bernie. It was
right.
Biden, Bernie.
Warren.
Elizabeth Warren, Kamala, and right. Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
I believe.
Yay.
I'm looking forward to those first debates. I want to see.
Oh my God!
I want to see how they respond to Yang and his basic income, $1,000 a month for everybody.
I'm for that. Why can't we have that? Why can't we just have that?
He was on with some conservative, and the conservative was going after him, like, "Oh well, this is great. How do you pay for that?"
And he told him,
"It was like really easy. You raise taxes on the rich people.
You know what? Really easy." The thing with Republicans, needle Democrats on how they're going to pay for their policies, a little points or whatever, that's fine. I know what you're going to do in office, GOP dickbags. You are going to suck off the dick of every fucking evangelical out there. I know that's what you'll do, no matter what.
Masturbation, sadomasochistic abuse.
sadomasochistic.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
HuffPo.
Oh,
zoot alors.
It says, I saw this. GOP rep downplays war charges.
Yeah.
I'm guilty too. You know, the story was that Don the Con was thinking of issuing some pardons to some war criminals.
Right, right.
That, let's not forget, I believe all of these guys were convicted in military court. Military court.
So why is he pardoning them?
Of war crimes. Because they did war crimes against Muslims. So they're heroes for killing innocent civilians and women and children, some of them.
I mean, what?
This is crazy, this. Yeah. I mean, this is heinous. It sends a message to the world. Fuck you. We can commit any war crime we want.
Yeah.
And we're going to laud the criminal as a hero.
I mean, you talk about like Donald Trump, since he's entered the White House, no civility. There's no civility in this country. He wants no civility on the fucking globe. I mean,
but he made the White House classy again.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Right.
Remember those blacks that were in there before?
Oh, shit. Yes. And he hung up these big gold drapes in the Oval Office. They're really nice. Oh,
yeah. Classy.
Yes.
Fuck.
God damn. Put shag carpet in the Lincoln bedroom.
This is Representative. It's Duncan Hunter. Representative Duncan Hunter.
Lucky.
California.
Ooh.
Has likened his own behavior in the U.S. Marines to that of a Navy SEAL facing war charges in an apparent attempt to downplay the seriousness of the charges.
But like you said, they were found guilty in a military court.
Yeah, I think this guy's actually going through the process right now.
Oh, okay.
The Republican lawmaker who served in Iraq and Afghanistan defended Special Warfare Operator Chief Eddie Gallagher at a forum in San Diego, blah, blah, blah. Specifically, an allegation that Gallagher posed with the body of an unarmed teenager he killed in Iraq.
God.
He said, Eddie did one bad thing that I'm guilty of, too, taking a picture of the body and saying something stupid.
Yeah.
A lot of my peers have done the exact same thing.
Good God. Why? Why do they fucking do that?
But it's not just the photo. If it was just the photo, that's pretty heinous.
Yeah.
I don't think you would be thrown in jail, you know, for that. You might get discharged or something. But I don't know that just taking a photo with the dead body would be as serious. This person also is on trial for murder.
Murdering a civilian.
One of them being for allegedly stabbing a prisoner to death in 2017. He allegedly then texted the photo of him posing with the body to another SEAL stating, good story behind this. Got him with my hunting knife.
Oh, my God.
He's also accused of gunning down an unarmed elderly man and a school-age girl from a sniper's roost. So this is the guy that Duncan Hunter thinks should be pardoned. But
good
all
God.
He talks about in his speech is the taking the picture with the body.
Right,
isn't that convenient?
He doesn't mention murdering the elderly person?
Or how the body got to be a body. He was a prisoner that he knifed to death.
He stabbed to death with his fucking hunting knife.
And bragged about racking up civilian kills and threatened to kill members of his own SEAL team if they reported him. Well, he sounds like a lovely human being.
Oh, yeah. Let's fucking pardon this guy.
Representative Duncan fucking Hunter is defending this guy.
That's disgusting.
I mean, you know.
Why?
Innocent until proved guilty, I guess. But
is there anything he could do with his time that might be better than defending this dude? I just don't get it.
Hunter published an op-ed on Friday calling for a pardon for Gallagher, asserting that the Navy SEAL will not receive a fair trial because of public scrutiny. Yeah, because everyone's horrified. And you guys are trying to fucking defend that kind of behavior.
What does he expect? Public scrutiny? I mean, are we supposed to ignore this shit?
Trump has been reportedly mulling potential pardons of Gallagher and several other service members accused of war crimes after requesting background paperwork on them for Memorial Day weekend. Who's going to read the paperwork for him?
Way to recruit for ISIS. You know what I mean?
The proposal was met with heavy criticism, however, including from veterans and politicians from both parties. And there was a report last week also top military.
Yeah.
We're like, you can't do that.
They're telling the military people are telling him to not. I thought Trump would listen to his generals. And I thought trusted his generals.
Because now Trump said he may revisit the pardoning at another time.
I see.
He told reporters on Friday, quote, it's a little bit controversial. It's a little bit controversial.
The guy stabbed a dude to death who is in custody.
Shot an unarmed old man and an unarmed schoolgirl.
Why did he shoot
them? A sniper.
Just because?
That's what we have.
My God.
Bragged about killing civilians and allegedly threatened to kill his own Navy SEAL team members if they ever reported him for what he did. Well, golly gee.
Do you think Trump gets up in the morning and he's like, I want to do some stuff ISIS will use to recruit new members? Does he say that every fucking right? day? Doesn't this do that?
How can we make more terrorists today?
I mean, we don't have any rules. That if he pardoned those people, that's what he would be saying. We don't have any rules.
Well, yeah, what a message to the military. Right?
Oh, yeah,
go
right?
ahead, rape, loot, kill, do whatever you want. Yay, we're the shining city on the hill. We're the example for all of the world.
Oh, my God.
As wonderful and moral and free.
Can we do something right? Something.
Not right now.
I can't even, you know, I do comedy at this venue in town, and they have straws that biodegrade.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I'm using one of these straws. This dude's like, God, you can't even use normal straws anymore.
Oh,
I'm like, can't we do something?
It's okay.
You know what I mean? Can't we do something nice? Just one fucking thing, you fucking asshole.
You'll be okay, boo-boo.
God, fuck
You'll
you.
You'll be all right.
Do you like seeing those pictures of animals choking to death on plastic?
Yeah. Have you seen hemp plastic, by the way?
Oh, no, I haven't.
They're working on it to make
That's
it last
cool.
longer. But right now I saw a hemp plastic bottle, which... they want to give out like in at festivals and stuff like that.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And in 30 days, it's gone. Dust.
Right.
It biodegrades into dust in 30 days.
Well, shit, man. What happens when I put my takeout from a Chinese place into the refrigerator and I leave it in there for 6 fucking months?
Well, then
the biodegrades and then there's just rice all over my refrigerator.
Well, yeah. It might take a little longer with the fridge, but.
That's true.
It encourages you to clean out your fucking fridge.
That's
every once
true.
In a while.
That's a good thing.
Over at the Drudge Report, let's
Fuck
see what
you.
the drudges are dredging up. EU loses center, it says.
Okay.
Rise of the Greens. We talked about this offline over the
Crab
weekend.
Crab diving offline. Fucking conversation.
The nationalists gain. So it's basically.
That's not good.
But the Greens, I think, gained more than the nationalists did. But people are getting sick, apparently everywhere, of this middle-of-the-road bullshit.
Right.
And I would argue it's only because the right is insane.
Yeah,
there is
yeah.
no middle ground with black people aren't people.
Gay
people aren't
yeah,
people.
There aren't two sides.
Women's uteruses aren't their own. Yeah. There's not there ain't gray.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of politicians in this country that, I'm sorry, are fucking homophobic Nazi twunts. Yeah. And they don't need a platform. I don't need to hear their fucking side. They just need to be, you know, metaphorically stomped out of fucking existence.
Metaphorically.
Yeah, speaking.
They're
fucking Nazis.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
How do you,
this is what I am. I'm a throwback. Just stop sucking George Soros's ding-a-ling.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
War! War! War!
That was not edited. That was three wars in a row.
These anti-Semitic fucking racist, sexist dickbags are shooting places up and fucking invoking the name of our goddamn president when they fucking do it.
Yeah, in their manifesto sometimes.
Yeah. We should be outraged.
So the European Union had its elections. Centrist bloc lost its majority in the EU vote as the Greens and the Eurosceptics gained.
Yes.
I'm reading from the CNBC.
Oh, yes. Fake news.
But pro-EU parties still hold on to 2/3 of the seats.
Okay.
But some national opponents have also produced solid results.
Damn.
The European parliamentary election is the second largest democratic exercise in the world, with citizens across 28 nations voting for their new reps.
Right.
But they think the parliament will be more fragmented over the next 5 years, with the established centrist bloc that fell short of getting its majority. So now the centrists are going to have to figure out who to work with.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What do you mean? What are they trying to figure out? Is it do we have people in this country that are like, oh, he's going to be presidential soon?
Everything that's going on here, yeah, is going on. I mean, Putin's doing the same shit. Other bad actors are doing the same shit elsewhere that want to break up the EU, that want to break up.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just generally cause chaos.
Are moderates trying to give that dick bag in Hungary the benefit of the doubt?
Orban?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's pretty crazy.
I mean, because, like, this fascism shit, we can't tolerate it. And I'm sorry, it's happening here. Our president is blaming shit doesn't even make sense on brown people.
The lack of majority for a centrist bloc, the center-right European People's Party, and the center-left Socialist and Democrats Party, which has held power in Brussels for several decades, could further complicate decision-making, they say. So, but again, pro-EU parties still hold 2/3.
Well, that's good.
Italy.
What's wrong with them?
Italy's anti-immigration Lega party, L-E-G-A, has reportedly secured 28 seats, essentially doubling its level.
Oh my God.
Of its support. There are some other Eurosceptic groups from France and the UK that have hung on to the gains that they got in 2014. But having said that, the results on Monday suggested a stronger showing for liberal and green parties.
That's good.
And higher turnout, 51%. That's fucking amazing.
So what does that mean? So we're going to be a globe with countries that have political parties that can't stand to be in the same room with each other. They can't. I mean,
we have now here. We have two that can't stand to be in the room with each other.
I mean, as a leftist, I don't know that the Republicans have a place in our fucking government right now. They're bad. They're racist.
They're in charge of our government right now.
They don't want women to have access to whatever health care they want to legislate the fucking vagina. We shouldn't have to tolerate these fuckhead Republicans.
Despite the doomsayers, Europe continues to muddle through reasonably well, as one expert said.
Yes.
The EU election will result in a more fragmented parliament.
with only a slightly increased presence of Euroskeptic right-wing parties, but the big lefties, one more.
Damn, well, that's good.
So there you go.
Right.
The UK, which everyone was watching, because
hello,
they've got a little Brexit thing going on. They don't even want to be voting in this EU election.
Spam, 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 spam.
Projected results in the UK showed the newly formed Brexit Party had comfortably beat the
damn
country's two main parties.
Shit.
The biggest gainer appeared to be the Liberal Democratic Party, which had campaigned with a message, however, to remain part of the European Union.
Yes.
Wait. So the two main parties, the biggest gainer. Oh, so the biggest gainer, the Brexit still won.
Right.
But the Liberal Dems, who campaigned on staying in the EU, got the biggest gains.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good.
Which comes shortly after Theresa May announced her resignation on Friday.
Richard!
I love my country.
She cried. That's right. Well, she's sad. Her political career is over.
You know.
Who cares? Just,
it's the first time she seems to have shown much of a human emotion. That's why people were commenting on her crying.
She's crying for herself.
Oh, probably, yeah.
You know.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Danke. Listen to us every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific live. And then
yes.
5 to 7 on the Eastern. I'm jumping through computer bullshit here while I'm trying to do it.
And 2, 5, and 7, we go for 2 hours. We don't do commercials because we're not little bitches to corporate America. Blah, 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 blah.
Having said that, if you want to advertise.
Yeah, yeah.
On the Crab Diving Show.
Right.
Elsewhere in the world.
Yay.
There was a story.
Yes.
In, was this Newsweek? I believe it was.
Oh, shit.
And God, terrifying. It's an excerpt from a story or a book now called Humans, A Brief History of How We Fucked It All Up.
Right. Jeez.
Written by a guy named Tom Phillips.
How we just fucked up being human.
A Brief History of How We Fucked It All Up.
Shit, man.
Journalist, writer based in London. Editorial director at BuzzFeed UK, and now edits Full Fact, the UK's independent fact-checking charity.
Okay. It's like they're Snopes.
But he wrote about how... here's the headline. And then, I mean, every paragraph of this is terrifying. This is an excerpt from his book where he writes about Hitler.
Okay.
Hitler was incompetent and lazy, and his Nazi government was an absolute clown show.
Right.
He talks about, beyond him being obviously a genocidal maniac, there is an aspect to Hitler's rule that kind of gets missed in the standard view of him, even if pop culture has long enjoyed turning him into an object of mockery. We still tend to believe the Nazi machine was ruthlessly efficient, and that the great dictator spent most of his time dictating things.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he didn't.
It's worth remembering that Hitler was actually an incompetent, lazy egomaniac, his government was an absolute clown show.
So how were they able to take over?
In fact, he says, this may even have helped his rise to power, as he was consistently underestimated by the German elite. Before he became chancellor, many of his opponents dismissed him as a joke for his crude speeches and tacky rallies.
God, who does that fucking sound like?
I don't know.
God, we're not taking him seriously. We don't. The Democrats have the House. They won't even start impeachment. They it's nuts.
Even after elections had made the Nazis the largest party in the Reichstag, people still kept thinking Hitler was an easy mark, a blustering idiot who could easily be controlled by smart people.
Wow, you guys are really off. See, people say that about Trump. He can be controlled. Ivanka can control him. They said that.
Right.
They were full of shit.
continues, why did the elites of Germany so consistently underestimate Hitler? Possibly because they weren't actually wrong in their assessment of his competency. They just failed to realize that this wasn't enough to stand in the way of his ambition.
Fuck.
So in other words, he's an idiot, but he's a blindly ambitious idiot. Sound familiar?
Yes. Again? I mean, he even said after Xi Jinping was elected for life.
I don't know. Maybe they could do that here.
Yeah. And people thought that was a joke and they didn't take him seriously and they thought it was funny. Motherfuckers.
As it would turn out, Hitler was really bad at running a government. As his own press chief of the time, Otto Dietrich,
nine,
later wrote in his memoir, The Hitler I Knew.
Oh, okay.
I understand. It's a children's book.
Oh, God.
He wrote, in the 12 years of his rule in Germany, Hitler produced the biggest confusion in government that has ever existed in a civilized state.
Oh, shit.
It was a clusterfuck.
Well, this is a clusterfuck.
His government was constantly in chaos, with officials having no idea what he wanted them to do.
Oh, my God.
Nobody was entirely clear who was actually in charge of what. He procrastinated wildly when asked to make difficult decisions and would often end up relying on gut feeling.
Oh, my God.
Leaving even close allies in the dark about his plans. Does this all sound familiar?
Yes, Pat. It absolutely fucking does. This is Donald Trump. If you had just described what's in this article and said, hey, this person just did like a little expose on Trump, how he behaves and all this shit. And then at the end, you would have said this is actually about Hitler.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised.
His quote, unreliability. This is from his friend of his.
Yes.
Unreliability who worked with him. Wait, his unreliability had those who worked with him pulling out their hair. As his confidant Ernst,
what's his name?
H-A-N-F-S?
Hans Fustengel.
Hans Fustengel.
Holy fucking
Hans
fuck.
Stengel.
Wow.
Wow. Maybe the
impressed.
F is like silent or something.
Yes.
Hans Stengel. I'm going to say Hans Stengel because I don't feel like Hans Fustengel.
Yeah, fuck that.
Ernst later wrote in his memoir, why not translate this to English?
Yeah.
Schweichen, Wiesem und Braunheimhaus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God!
This meant that rather than carrying out the duties of the state, they spent most of their time infighting and backstabbing each other in an attempt to either win his approval or avoid his attention altogether, depending on the mood of him that day.
Wow.
Does this sound familiar?
This is the White House. This is the fucking White House.
There's a bit of an argument among historians about whether this was a deliberate ploy on Hitler's part to get his own way or whether he was just really, really bad at being in charge of stuff.
Yeah.
Dietrich, that's his comms director.
Yes.
Himself came down on the side of it being a cunning tactic to sow division and chaos. And it's undeniable that he was very effective at that. But when you look at Hitler's personal habits, it's hard to shake the feeling that it was just the natural result of putting a work-shy narcissist in charge of a country.
Oh, my God. We did that. We've already done that.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you think about it, If we want to, you know, I mean, we already did the hard part about creating a Hitler. We elected him. We elected Donald Trump. The hard work has already been done.
Hitler was incredibly lazy, according to his aide, Fritz Wiedemann.
Nein.
Even when he was in Berlin, he wouldn't get out of bed until after 11 a.m. and wouldn't do much before lunch other than read what the newspapers had to say about him.
Oh, fucking Christ. Imagine if Hitler had Fox News.
Well, he did. He had Goebbels.
Right.
The press cuttings were dutifully delivered to him by Dietrich.
Okay.
Hitler was obsessed with the media and celebrity, often seems to have viewed himself through that lens. He once described himself as, quote, the greatest actor in Europe.
Oh, shit.
And wrote to a friend,
oh,
quote,
my God.
I believe my life is the greatest novel in world history.
Oh, God.
In many of his personal habits, came across as strange or even childish. He would have regular naps during the day. He would bite his fingernails at the dinner table. And he had a remarkable sweet tooth that led him to eat prodigious amounts of cake and, quote, put so many lumps of sugar in his cup of coffee, there was hardly any room for the, or in his cup, there was hardly any room for the coffee.
He's a child. He's a fucking child.
This is almost done here. A couple more paragraphs. But, I mean, every paragraph, right?
Yeah, it's Donald Trump.
He was deeply insecure about his own lack of knowledge. Preferring to either ignore information that contradicted his perceptions or to lash out at the expense of others. That's why he lost the war, because he wouldn't listen to his generals.
Yeah. Because they were contradicting him, or?
Yeah. They were like, you can't, we shouldn't do this tactically. We're going to get our asses kicked.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, I don't care. I'm about to do it.
Do it anyway.
Right.
Trump would say that.
He hated being laughed at.
Oh, fuck.
But enjoyed it when other people were the butt of the joke. He would often perform mocking impressions of people he disliked. But he also craved the approval of those he disdained, and his mood would quickly improve if a newspaper wrote something complimentary about him.
Oh, my Christ.
Again, this is Trump.
It's exactly what we're seeing.
Little of this was especially... secret or unknown at the time, which is why so many people failed to take him seriously until it was too late. They dismissed him as merely, quote, a half-mad rascal, or, quote, man with a beery vocal organ.
What? A beery vocal organ? Yeah. He's drunk, or?
Yeah.
Just...
In a sense, they weren't wrong. In another, much more important sense, they were as wrong as it's possible to be. Hitler's personal feelings didn't stop him from having an uncanny instinct for political rhetoric.
Shit.
That gained him mass appeal. Turns out you don't actually need to have a particularly competent or functional government to do terrible things.
Wow. And imagine that maybe at some point in the near future, the House may start to impeach Donald Trump. Maybe.
Possibly.
So, like, the way we're preventing our Hitler is by... letting him win an election.
But then again, that is only the only possible goal of impeaching him in the House at this point would be that it would turn enough of the public against him with all the evidence so that they would make sure that he doesn't win in 2020, because there's no way they're not even going to bring it up for a vote in the Senate. I mean, they have to.
Right. Well,
but we know how that's going to go.
You know, if they find evidence on him in this impeachment, it's just so fucking horrible. I mean, maybe, who knows, maybe he won't get impeached, but maybe something will happen. Surely something will happen, because I guess you can sit there and not do anything, you know, and just hope he loses the election.
Here's the last paragraph of from... Humans, A Brief History of How We Fucked It All Up by Tom Phillips. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and buy the book or download the audio book at crabdiving.com/Audible.
That's right, Pat.
We get a little commission. History suggests it's a mistake to chill out because everything will be fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you think?
It's one, however, that we make over and over again. Many of the worst man-made events that ever occurred were not the product of evil genius. Instead, they were the product of a parade of idiots and lunatics incoherently flailing their way through events, helped along the way by overconfident people who thought they could control them.
Oh, shit. I mean, the thing is, it's like, we think, our mind, we are bound to this construct that we better not impeach him or he will look like a martyr to his idiot deplorables, which will help him get elected. So if we do try to impeach him and nothing happens, but you do hear all this evidence, and let's say he's not elected, do we expect him to leave? Why would you expect him to fucking leave?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how he stays.
I mean,
he got here.
I think either way he's going to squeal. There was massive voter fraud and, you know, and things like that.
He ain't leaving.
Which is why Nancy has a point that we really need to beat him bigly. needs to
again.
He needs to be throttled so that even some cheating Republican thumbs on the scales won't be able to overcome the
wow
the number of actual votes.
I just we're gonna be the Democrats are already the party that has underestimated Trump, and so are the fucking Republicans. Are they gonna be the ones? Are we continue to sit on the sidelines while he fucks everything up? It's unreal. It's unfucking real. He's gonna lose his election. He's gonna come out and give a concession speech like, "You guys, I lost. I tried my hardest. I'm gonna pack up and leave. Sorry. All right. See you later."
The deep state is too strong.
Yes.
That's why I'm launching Trump.com.
Right.
24/7 news.
Hopefully.
Don Jr. is going to do a show. Eric's going to do a cooking show.
Yeah. But he's going to cry voter fraud, and he's not fucking leaving.
So that's the headlines.
Yay.
Those are your headlines, everybody.
Boy, that comparison to Hitler is chilling.
Isn't it? I mean, I think intentionally so also, but
yeah.
I think this guy has a point that you know, everyone assumes that it was some efficient evil
right.
Machine that Hitler created, and it kind of wasn't. Hitler was a screaming lunatic.
Yeah. And we've got camps.
We already have camps.
And Trump is already president.
And Trump's talking about treason for his political enemies.
Yeah.
Including retweeting. Who is it? Liz fucking Cheney.
God.
Was trending on the Twitter for a while because
Trump
retweeted her saying that Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, the lovers, you know, the lovers.
Right. Oh, yes.
That their text exchanges are pure treason. It's treason.
Right. So, okay.
And
so
Trump retweeted that.
If he believes their text conversations are treason, when does Bill Barr go after them? When does the Department of Justice, when do they go after them?
They have.
Right. So
they got fired or Strzok got fired. I don't know if Lisa Page got fired.
But he's talking about treason, which is different than getting fired.
But they can't charge him with treason because we're not at war.
Yeah.
That's not abetting the enemy.
Yeah. He can't just pick him up?
No.
He can't do whatever the fuck he wants?
No. Not yet. He'd love to.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to.
See, that's a difference. Like, that's the fucked up thing with our checks and balances right now. The guy in the executive branch actively wants to do things that are out of bounds.
Right. And every president kind of does, but... and Congress usually fights back because Congress wants to keep its own power. But you've got the Trump whores powdering their bums and putting their ass cheeks up in the air and saying, "Let's go."
I mean, I don't know.
Let's go the hell with democracy. We want a strong daddy who's going to swing the big American dick around.
And in past presidencies, I mean, I don't see any of them. I mean, Barack Obama, would he, I guess Eric Holder refused to show up or honor a subpoena, right? For Fast and Furious or?
Holder.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't.
Yeah.
He's told him to fuck off.
Right. I'm just trying to compare like how past White Houses.
I mean, it does happen.
Yeah.
And as far as like, you know, that talking about Assange and shit like that, the Espionage Act, the Obama administration was really shitty about that, going after leakers and trying to go after people with the Espionage Act. But then they were saying that Obama had used that more than anybody. But then now Trump came along and already in 2 years, they've gone after more people than Obama did in 8. So
shit.
That's why. You don't want to give these presidents these powers.
Right.
Because then the next guy is going to try to take more. Try to take more.
Expand them.
That's why we do these checks and balances.
Right.
But again, in the past, we've had Congresses that kind of wanted to maintain their own power.
Yeah.
But now we've got Mitch McConnell, that whore. And
right.
For whatever reason, well, because he's probably getting Russian money, putting that new factory in Kentucky and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They're probably all fuck fuck this democracy shit.
What did Trump say if he lost when he was running in 2016? What did he say when someone
that doesn't narrow it down? Yeah.
But he said something really whacked out when someone asked him if, are you going to honor the election results?
We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know what this is. This is Claude Taylor, worked in the Clinton White House.
Yes.
Retweeted a video of Trump. I don't even know what this is. It says national disgrace doesn't go far enough. Treasonous.
Well, Kim Jong-un made a statement.
Oh, this is...
Oh, my God.
This is amazing. This is Trump.
Trump. I like Trump.
Trump over the weekend, when asked about his tweet, he tweeted... I think I read it on Friday's show, right? The tweet about Biden. Maybe not. Was that a convo over the weekend?
That was over the weekend.
Oh, fuck. We need to do 7 days a week.
Right.
We don't. He spelled Biden wrong first, by the way. B-I-D-A-N.
Shut up!
And then had to delete it and put the tweet back.
A-N?
Yes.
I can see A. Biden. It's just that's jarring to me.
I concur. I don't know.
I mean, Biden's in the fucking news, isn't he? I've seen his name. I can actually.
And he's tweeted it 1,000 times before. He's mentioned Biden. So he fucking
just so I'm not going crazy. Just for me. B-I-D-E-N. Biden. Okay.
Yes.
Yes, I can say it.
I don't know what. So here is Trump. Wait, let me see if I can find the Biden tweet.
By Dan. Joe Biden. What a fucking tool. Oh, if you voted for him, you're a fucking tool.
Got pictures of him playing golf with Abe. Here we go. North Korea fired off some small weapons, which disturbed some of my people and others.
Right.
Everybody.
It's
let's
weapons.
Say,
yes.
Everybody.
Right.
This is an obvious fuck you.
When a despot in an area, a big fucking dictator, starts playing with his toys and launching shit into the ocean, it should bother other people.
And North Korea issued a statement last week that was like, fuck you. Until you guys remove your demand for unilateral disarmament.
Yes.
In Korea, we're done. We're not moving forward.
If this was different. Let's say instead of Japan being next to North Korea, what if it was Mar-a-Lago? What if Kim Jong-un was testing missiles close to Mar-a-Lago? Yeah. Would that bother this dickhead?
Probably. Yeah, yes. We'd be launching nukes already.
Right.
So the world upset. Kim obviously saying, fuck you, I'm going to keep testing missiles. And Trump's like, no biggie. North Korea fired off some small weapons, which disturbed some of my people and others, but not me. I have confidence that Chairman Kim will keep his promise to me, and also smiled when he called Swamp Man Joe Biden a low IQ individual and worse. Perhaps that's sending me a signal?
What does that fucking mean?
I don't know. That Kim's going to vote for you? That Kim's gonna North Korea. If you're listening, all your hackers should helping.
We elected a shit poster. We elected a shit poster as fucking president.
Yeah,
and he's shit posting.
Yes,
he's a shit poster with nuclear weapons.
So, he was asked at a speech press conference thing in Japan about this little. Tweet of his that has been generating some controversy. Rightfully so.
Yes.
And here's what he said in Japan.
Okay.
Well, Kim Jong-un made a statement that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He probably is, based on his record. I think I agree with him on that. Joe Biden was a disaster. His administration with President Obama, they were basically a disaster when it came to so many things, whether it was economy, whether it was military defense. No matter what it was, they had a lot of problems. So I'm not a fan. Kim Jong-un or Chairman Kim, as some people say, is looking to create a nation that has great strength economically. I think he's very much, I talk to him a lot about it, and he's very much into the fact that he believes, like I do, that North Korea has tremendous economic potential. That he is a very smart man. He gets it well.
Oh, God. Why? Lick the other ball.
Oh, my God.
Good God.
It's a country of prison camps in poverty and starvation, right? That's yes. North Korea? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. And families get put away. If you are caught protesting, they take your entire family, your grandparents, your aunts and uncles. Everybody goes to Gulag.
You know, at least, I mean, the thing is, does Donald Trump understand it, that the way all these people handle him is they suck his cock?
No, he loves that.
Oh, my God. It. Hey, all you despots out there, please give us a break. Please quit sucking his dick. You're making the world worse. But they like it. They want it like that. They want Trump's dick in their mouth.
Yeah. And, well, they want to cause pain, right? We found that out. Not only are they probably racist, a lot of them, but they also are sadists. They want to cause pain. We had that one example of that nice older white grandma-like woman who was interviewed, was a Trump voter, but something to do with her business or her husband's business or whatever was being literally decimated by Trump's shitty tariffs.
Right.
And she said something to the effect of, I don't understand why he's doing it. We weren't supposed to be the ones he's supposed to hurt.
Oh, my
God. Remember then?
How Christian.
Remember?
How fucking Christian of you, you evangelical asshole.
We weren't supposed to be the ones he hurts.
Ugh.
So they really were chomping at the bit for a big, strong daddy to smite all their enemies.
Why do they want anyone hurt?
Because they're nasty.
Yes.
Nasty people. I mean, I don't get it either, but
these dumb fucking rednecks that voted for Trump and these Bernie bros who sat home because they thought the system needed to be blown up and built back
same
up.
Same kind of attitude though, right?
Yeah, I mean, look at this.
Fuck the whatever harm might be caused. Like Susan Sarandon.
Right.
Well, maybe we need Trump to come in and destroy everything.
No, we don't.
For us to finally wake up. Oh, that's really easy. From how many Oscars do you have? How many millions do you have, Susan? You're doing okay. You're going to be all right.
In fact, Susan, you're going to be even fucking better.
Yeah, your taxes went way down.
That is the most insensitive fucking thing I've ever heard.
Tell that to your trans friends. Tell that to your LGBTQ friends, your Muslim friends, your Jewish friends.
Tell that to the people who watch your fucking movies, you fucking asshole.
Or women that don't want to be strapped to a gurney and forced to give birth.
Doesn't she understand? Yes. Yeah, right. Doesn't she understand, Susan Sarandon, that the public, they go see your movies. They pay you. The reason you get paid in Hollywood is because people want to see you fucking act, and you're shitting on them. You're shitting on your fans by saying that shit. Fuck you.
So,
God.
So, that's the story there. We've got, that's our president, everybody. Yeah, we're
fucking
so
dickhead.
So thrilled. Trump with the Biden.
Yeah.
And Kim.
Right. Hey, you got a late birthday present, by the way.
I did. I'm thrilled. I got an actual live copy of Is This Your Boat? No, whose boat is this? Excuse me. Whose boat is this boat?
Oh, my God.
Comments that don't help in the aftermath of a hurricane. Oh. And it's the actual transcript of Trump's comments when he went to North Carolina, was it?
Yes.
After the hurricane there, and he was in a yard with a guy whose house was destroyed, but somebody's boat was flung up into the yard.
Stephen Colbert did this, right?
Yeah.
Is
this your boat or did it become your boat?
Why would he even say that? It's like Donald Trump gets somewhere. He looks around. He wants to riff on something. There's a boat in someone's yard. storm damage.
Because that's how he thinks.
I'm going to talk about this fucking
boat. Oh, cool.
Boat.
Look at this boat. Now it's mine.
That's crazy. He's not...
He's a parasite.
He's not there to get laughs, right? He's there to make people feel good. What the
fuck? Yeah, his... Do you know whose boat that is? They don't know whose boat that is. To see what we're seeing, this boat, I don't know what happened, but this boat just came here.
It just came there. It just appeared out of nowhere.
At least you got a nice boat out of the deal. They the don't guy, even, he said.
Yeah.
His house was leveled.
Right, right. By somebody else's boat that ended up
at least
in
you
his
got
front
a nice
fucking
boat
yard, this person. Yeah.
See, he looks at the bright side.
I mean, why is it a natural disaster happens? Trump goes there, and immediately I'm like, holy shit, we better watch Twitter. Because he's going to say something.
Well, anything he does.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the international incident in Japan.
You know what's funny? And I've watched this clip so many times. When George the Lesser, was he in Japan? When he...
China, wasn't it? When he
couldn't get out that door.
Yeah.
He couldn't figure out how to get off stage.
Well, because it was a faux door.
Yeah, he kept... And it's...
it was a decorative door.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, well, his reaction was what made it hilarious.
And when he threw up somewhere, that was pretty funny too, right?
That was his dad.
Oh, that was his dad.
He
okay.
barfed on, I want to say, like the Chinese, the head of China or the head of Japan or something. He barfed on another world leader.
Oh, God. Well, is this your boat?
Sometimes you just got to yak.
Boy, Republicans. Boy, can we can we just go through? Let's see. It was Trump. Before Trump, it was W. Mm-hmm. Now, W was bad, right?
Yeah.
He was bad.
Likeable.
Yeah.
But bad.
The Bush the senior.
Boring and bad.
Bad. Very bad. Reagan. Bad.
Likeable. But
war on drugs. War on drugs. I don't know.
Nixon.
Wow.
Ford.
Yeah. Bad. Nixon was bad.
I'm just looking at some of the headlines. Don't forget crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes, yes. Or you could just drive by our place, leave a bag of cash in the front yard. We will come out and get it. No problem.
The Rudy it's very strange what's going on with Rudy Giuliani. I mean, I don't know. He's got to be clueless. But on some level, do you think there's any tiny, tiny corner of Rudy's brain that is like, oh, my God, what have I done?
I don't know. I don't know.
To my legacy. I mean, he was the main contender in 2004.
Right. Oh, yeah, dude. He ran.
4-8 or something like that. Yeah. He was before the primaries. It was like, oh, my God, America's mayor. Who saved New York after 9/11?
Yeah,
he's gonna run as a Republican. He's gonna win,
and he's the biggest clown.
He flamed out because of shenaniganry.
You know, I watched. I don't really remember I watched a sketch on Saturday Night Live, and there was an actor portraying.
They're just not funny anymore.
Yeah, well, it was pretty funny. They're portraying Rudy Giuliani, but I was confused in the sketch at first because I thought this person was playing Wilbur Ross.
Oh.
So I just want to say to people out there doing sketches and parodies and shit like that, this Trump administration is a lot of old, rich, decrepit, disgusting, vile white men. And sometimes they look similar. Rudy Giuliani looks similar to Wilbur Ross, right?
I guess. Kind of. I guess Rudy's like Wilbur in a wind tunnel.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is Rudy pulled back? Does he have plastic
surgery?
No,
wait
a second.
His face just looks
like
they're driving real fast and he sticks his face out the window like a schnauzer.
Is that why? Is that apologize to dogs?
I'm sorry, please. Zoe.
Oh my God, dude. I love dogs. I just
there was a schnauzer here. That's thought of it. Your mom was here with her dog.
But that has I'm not comparing the politics of my mom's dog to Rudy.
I don't know who Zoe voted for. I didn't. We haven't spoken about politics.
She didn't vote for Trump.
The President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani.
Yes.
Interviewed with a Ukrainian news outlet.
Okay.
About why he decided not to go to the Ukraine or to Ukraine after he had announced that he was. Now, remember, this was going to be some like fucked up smear mission of Biden and Biden's, I think, deceased son for having gotten into some shady.
Was he going
shady deal yeah. In Ukraine? I was he going to Ukraine?
Yeah, yeah. Was he going to get like data info or something?
Oh, he was trying to stir up poop.
Oh, okay.
And he was allegedly wanted to get like the Ukrainian government involved in whatever poop they could stir up on Biden.
Holy
and
shit!
And the current president of Ukraine was like, fuck off. Get out of here. Right. We ain't playing your game. We don't want to get involved in your shenaniganry.
Wow. So he wanted the Ukrainian, some intelligence people to do some background research on Joe Biden.
So they're not even hiding it anymore.
Yes. That's crazy.
They're not hiding. We're going to foreign entities to help us dig up shit on our political opponents. They're not hiding it anymore.
Maybe Rudy Giuliani could dig up some shit and then tell Trump how to spell Biden's last fucking name.
So, in the interview, this batshit interview that Rudy did for Ukrainian television, he blamed the Democrats. He blamed the former U.S. ambassador in Kyiv for undermining his trip. And he also blamed George Soros somehow.
Just because why not?
Quote, I was told by people in my country I shouldn't go because it was a trap that was being worked out with Democrats, people loyal to Soros.
What was the trap? That you were seeking help from a foreign government to win an election? I mean.
And now that I see that he's put around them. Oh, boy. Kolomoyskyi's lawyers and a couple of guys who work with Soros. And the message that President Trump would send to him, what I would send to him was, it's not a good idea to surround yourself with enemies of President Trump.
Oh, shit. Or what?
Isn't that scary?
Or what happens?
Don't surround yourself with enemies of President Trump. Who the fuck do these people think they are?
These guys are thugs. They're gangsters.
He said, it's one thing to surround yourself with decent people who may have a different political ideology, but another thing to surround yourself with a guy who was the lawyer for this major oligarch who is reputed to have taken billions from your bank and then has some kind of unholy alliance between Soros and the embassy that has to be broken.
Unholy alliance?
Yeah. Of course, Rudy provided no evidence for these vague claims. He went on to attack the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch.
Yes.
I've got some relatives that are Yovanovitches. Oh, okay. For allegedly working for Soros.
Right.
The ambassador Ukraine, he said, worked for Soros.
Wasn't Ivanovich, is that the last name of the people in Uncle Vanya?
Yovanovitch.
Oh, Yovanovitch.
Is this one.
Oh, okay.
He said, somehow she'll go working for Soros. Directly or indirectly.
Jesus. I mean, why is he invoking Soros? What is it?
That's their boogeyman. Soros? That's one of their boogeymen.
I mean, but he's going to the Ukraine looking for shit.
Well, he canceled.
On a political opponent, but He wanted to. And he said it out loud that he wanted to.
All I can tell you is things I heard about her. This is a former ambassador, which is that her embassy was involved heavily in finding dirty information and creating it on people in the Trump campaign. Zero evidence for that, by the way.
And I don't know that anyone needs help creating dirt on the Trump campaign. Right. Do you really think anybody needs help?
They were heavily involved in helping Soros.
Shit. Wow. What does he think Soros is? Like, he runs some operation?
Well, Soros is a big evil is a big evil name in Europe too. Putin's done a good job. Well, it's because the Jew thing. Putin's right. done a great job to smear Soros as the giant evil billionaire Jew that's trying to take away your freedoms.
I mean, it seems like Rudy G would be a little bit more responsible and maybe not invoke the name Soros, especially since he obviously has no evidence.
Right.
Know? Because someone sent a bomb to George Soros, right? Didn't that just happen?
He was on the list of all the others, yeah.
I thought something was sent to him that didn't explode.
Among all those other packages.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
With the van.
God, see, Don...
With the van, with the lock her up
right.
stickers and all that, yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you think about that if you were in politics and you were speaking publicly? Before you say, ah, oh, George Soros is doing this and that, you didn't have evidence. Maybe you'd think that people are already sending him bombs.
Right. Invoking Trump's name and yes. sending bombs.
Right.
Cory Booker got one.
God damn.
Didn't Eric Holder get one or yep. Obama got one?
Right.
I think a bunch of the New York Times got one.
Yes.
All the none exploded.
Crazy.
He wasn't good at, fortunately, he wasn't good yeah. at it. This is,
Did Hillary get a bomb mailed to her?
Remember. This guy? It seems like probably. I mean, he's yeah. seen a shit ton of them. So now there's a there's an increasing amount of summer camps that are now saying we don't want your kids if they're not vaccinated.
Wow, geez, God, thank you. Thank you.
I sent my kid to summer camps and came back with measles.
Now I have measles.
Right. Now right. Granny's dead.
Yes, yes.
Because Granny caught measles.
You know, I'm not mentioning any names, but I have a friend of mine, and I want to give a shout out to her. And I'm not going to say her name, just a general shout out to everyone dumping people because they are friends with people that have kids that are anti-vaxxers. Good job.
Dumped someone who had people who...
They associated with anti-vaxxers. They didn't get their kids shots.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know, you're hanging out with some people who have kids. Those kids don't have, you know, their shots. You catch something from those kids, you give it to your fucking girlfriend, and then all her fucking friends get it. But this person dumped that person because he was friends with anti-vaxxers. Thank you. Thank you very much. Keep it up.
Yeah, so...
You know what I mean?
Well, right.
That's... Fuck this shit. Do you want the smallpox?
I'd rather not.
Oh, okay.
I'll pass.
Same.
The, this is from the Dallas News.
Yes.
Our friends in Texas.
Fuck you.
Sunday night. I don't know why they're working right now.
Yes. I don't.
Texas Senate Sunday night narrowly approved a bill to allow Texans to carry their guns for up to a week following a natural disaster.
Oh, great. I love this. That's wonderful. I'm recovering from a hurricane. The area is ravaged. On top of that, there are people walking around with guns.
Right.
You know what happens?
Because you know you got to protect your stuff from all the rampaging brown people, Ryan.
I mean, why are they, what's their justification for this?
You got to protect yourself from all the rampaging brown people.
And snakes, because when a flood comes through, all these snakes are pushed out of their holes and they're just fucking everywhere.
The bill passed, now heads to Governor Greg Abbott for his signature veto. If it becomes a law, any Texan who can legally own a firearm will now be able to carry their gun, open or concealed, for one full week following a state or natural disaster that is declared.
Okay, I am not a gambling person. However, I will bet you $2,000 that Greg Abbott signs this. Will you take that action?
No. Okay. It only passed by one vote, actually, 16-15, but and three Republicans voted against it.
What?
One of them raising concerns that It was dramatically expanded from the version that the Senate had debated earlier the year. And this one would present real problems to police working after a hurricane. Yeah. Golly gee willikers, you think so?
You know, it's so funny. That's the only time people give a fuck about these guns. They don't want to have guns in their legislative bodies, but they're fine with them being out in the street, campuses.
Under current law, Texans who can legally own a firearm do not need any additional license to openly carry a long gun, including an AR-15.
Oh, perfect.
However, to carry a handgun, openly or concealed,
yes,
Texans must get a license to carry, which requires taking a course, performing a shooting test, passing a background check, and paying a fee.
A shooting test.
Why would it not be for all guns?
I was about to ask the same fucking thing.
I'm actually more concerned about the guy with the AR than I am about a guy with a sidearm.
Well, let's do an experiment. Shoot me first with a long gun, and then shoot me again with a short gun, and I'll tell you which one I like the least.
Well, but the thing is, within a second's time, I can shoot you four times with the long gun.
Right.
And one time with the regular gun.
What's the deal? Because handguns are smaller, easier to conceal or something?
I guess. Gun owners asked for these license rules to be loosened after Hurricane Harvey.
Oh, God.
Gun control groups like Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense opposed the bill, but the NRA, of course, supports it, saying it allows Texans to protect themselves and their property from being looted
by black people. That's what this is. Well, this is racism. This is bullshit. What? You have a natural disaster. Everything's fucked up. Boy, I wish there were more guns out there.
Yeah.
How is that going to save lives?
All 12 Democrats, along with three Republicans, voted against the bill, but they missed it by one.
Shit.
So it passed.
Good job, everybody.
Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo said he hopes the governor doesn't sign it, obviously.
Right.
The police chief said, "We experienced one of the worst disasters in Texas history during Harvey. The world watched as we all came together. This bill wasn't needed then and isn't needed now. This will embolden 20,000 plus gang members."
Jeez.
"And will not help law enforcement."
Right. Well, fuck. So what? Well, I mean, if they're bad after a natural disaster. So is this guy against, is he anti-gun all the time then? Or just after hurricanes?
It is Texas, but...
I mean, it's odd.
A lot of cops are not big on...
Yeah.
Big on putting a lot of guns in people's hands.
They like shooting unarmed people. Okay.
The Texas legislature has taken up only a few other gun bills in the current session. In addition to this one...
Yes.
The governor will also need to decide whether to sign one that will remove the blanket prohibition against guns in churches. And another one, these passed, by the way, and another that will lift the cap on the number of school employees that can be armed on campus. More armed guns.
So there's a cap. There's a cap on how many people can own a gun in the fucking school.
Apparently school employees that are armed are limited.
You know, it's interesting. There must be so much research on how more guns make us more safe. There really must be tons. Tons of evidence out there, right?
Well, they'll find one or two. They'll find a guy that saved somebody by shooting someone, or somebody that, you know, pulled a gun on a robber.
Right.
They'll be like, look, see?
God. I follow some group on Facebook that just posts, like, stories about gun violence, and it's insane. It's just so much.
Yeah.
It's so much. And we can't even, you can't even tweet out guns kill people without a bunch of lunatics doxing you. It's
insane.
Oh, yeah.
So do cars. Cars kill people. More people fall and trip themselves and kill themselves with dildos.
Oh, yeah.
Getting stabbed with dildos. And
well, I mean, were you meant to get off sexually on a fucking gun?
Well, some of them.
Yeah, probably.
You
know me.
The, thanks for joining us, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for hanging out. We appreciate it. It's Memorial Day.
We've got a... it's one of those plane crashes where...
Oh, God.
Where everybody apparently lost consciousness and they had to scramble some fighter jets.
Oh. I mean, that's how I mean, if you have a crash, that's the way to do it. Lose consciousness and then burn up.
Yeah, I'll pass on both.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Coast Guard crews surges Fort Lauderdale for a small plane that crashed hundreds of miles off the coast after it was approached by military jets.
They had to tell them to wake the fuck up.
The fighter jets approached the plane, but then it rapidly descended and crashed.
Oh, shit.
So there you go. Yeah, I saw that headline inside.
It's fucking horrible. These fucking planes falling out of the sky, man.
Well, not all of them.
No.
Just rare occasions.
No, just the one you're in right now.
Don't forget our Facebook page.
Yes.
Facebook.com/crabdiving. And our also our Twitter is @crabdiving.
Yes.
And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon hole.
You know, this is totally random. And we were eating and someone mentioned that those sharks that are fought, you can follow these sharks on a GPS tracker on a website.
Yes.
And there's
many of them are tagged and some of the really giant monsters.
Did you say there was a great white in Destin or somebody did?
There was.
Right.
Wasn't there? Yeah.
So if you're following the shark,
those that don't know where Destin is. Yeah.
Right. If you see the shark on your smartphone and you're swimming in Destin, do you tell everybody or do you sound?
Well, I thought it was pinged, wasn't
right.
it?
Or well, I'm just saying if you're swimming and you notice where you're swimming, there happens to be a shark out there. Hopefully you can tell the lifeguard and everybody would be like, yeah, we can tell on our smartphones that there's a great white.
You're hoping they're informed, saying, ahead of time.
Yeah, I'm hoping someone would tell me.
Well, I think they kind of do when the sharks get really, when the big giant ones get really, really close, right?
Yeah. I can just picture people saying here, oh, fuck it. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Have some more meth. Oh, shit.
When animals get pissed.
In Hawaii's first fatal shark attack since 2015.
Oh, fucking fuck.
A California man swimming off the coast of Maui has been killed.
Oh, my God. Oh, how horrible.
I believe 65-year-old man swimming died.
Ugh.
He was about 60 yards offshore.
Oh, my God. All these people in their fucking McMansions in Maui, they're just looking out. They're like, oh, that sucks. Oh, my God.
60 yards from the shore of Ka'anapa'ali Beach.
Yes. Good job.
And Maui.
Right.
When a shark attacked.
Oh, God, dude.
He's an optometrist.
Okay.
Rescuers pulled the unconscious man ashore, performed CPR.
Oh, God.
This guy says, as we got closer, I saw blood on his stomach and then got looking a little bit more and his wrist. It looked like the skin on his wrist was torn off.
Oh, fuck.
And then saw his entire left leg from his knee down was gone.
I'm never getting in the fucking water again, man. Fuck that. This is fucked up. We all have to have an adult conversation right now. Everybody, listen to me. I hate it. I hate to say this. There are monsters in the fucking ocean. Stay out of the fucking ocean. Listen to this. The skin was ripped off his fucking wrist. No leg left.
People have a 1 in 3.7 million chance of dying from a shark attack in your lifetime as opposed to a 1 in 84 chance of being involved in a fatal car accident.
That's fine. You know,
they let everyone know here at the end of the story.
Yes, absolutely. And these fucking statisticians, these math fuckers, they sit up. And their ivory towers and their cube farms crunching out all these bullshit numbers. I guarantee you, the guy that barfed out that stat never gets in the fucking water. Never at risk.
Well, right. And this guy's not going back in the water either.
No, he's not.
This gentleman.
He's not. But if he had survived and he was interviewed on TV, he would tell that journalist, I can't wait to get back in the fucking water.
Mostly the surfers, yeah. That's what they say.
We have this fucked up thing. Humans have these fucked up things. Say, if you're going to go out, you know, he went out surfing. He went out doing something he loved. Like, there's some sort of.
Well,
what does
up until
that
those
mean?
Last moments, it was fun.
Until but those I think last
I think the
moments.
Last, yeah, I think the last bit was probably not Not the way you want to go.
Oh my God. It's just dinosaurs out there, and they don't like a shark sees you in the water. That shark sees you and he's like, I'm fucking hungry. Or I'm not fucking hungry.
Well, yeah, or it looks like a seal or whatever. Yeah. But yeah.
And he eats you and he's like, oh my God, this is disgusting. This is another human that overconditions his hair. Disgusting. Blah. Spit you out. Goes on to the next guy. And now you're dead.
Well, yeah.
Just that's horrible. Man, you're getting eaten to death swimming off the coast of Maui. Look at all these rich fuckers in their goddamn houses. Oh, God.
I've got another story.
Yay.
This is Florida?
Right.
Alachua County?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. That is a fucked up one. Kids, I would think Alachua. Wouldn't you?
Alachua, yeah.
Alachua.
But it's probably Alachua.
Alachua.
Alachua County.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Sheriff's Department in Florida.
Uh-oh.
Reported. They found in a creek.
Oh, fuck me.
Both a shark and an alligator.
Were they, is this chimera?
The shark and alligator were both found in Lake Forest Creek in Gainesville.
Oh, okay. I've been water skiing there.
They think the shark might have been caught elsewhere and dumped. It was deceased.
Right.
But they are checking the area to make sure that no actual sharks, other sharks made it.
Okay.
Recently, an 11-foot, 6-inch long alligator was spotted walking down the street in Ocala.
Yes. Wait, just walking?
Ocala, yeah. 11-foot, 6-inch alligator.
Just walking down the fucking street.
It's chilling, walking.
I mean, Ocala is out there in the middle of the, you know, nowhere, but
they came out and they relocated
The
alligator to a secluded area.
Oh my God. Where do they put it?
I don't know.
I think the public has a right to know where these alligators are being relocated to. I mean, is it closer to my fucking house? What are you looking at?
The pictures of them wrangling this 11-foot monster.
I want to see it.
The back of a truck. I mean, that's a giant, giant monster.
I think my question is legitimate. Where the fuck are they putting these fucking alligators? They're relocating these alligators.
Well, they take to a swamp or some shit farther away from people.
I hope so. I hope sometimes as people cut corners at their fucking job, they're like, you know what? I don't want to drive all the way out to the swamp here. I'm just going to let him out here in the back of this fucking Comfort Inn or something. Nobody cares.
Well, that's what they do with the pet snakes that get too big.
Oh, God damn. Fuck these. What is wrong with Florida, man? Just kind of fuck. We are glossing over a very important detail. Nobody knows why there's a fucking shark in the fucking creek. Oh, it looks like he was deceased and then transported.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe. Are they coming into waterways? I've been water skiing out there in Gainesville in a lake, freshwater lake. And what happens is you can stay up for a little while and eventually you fall and you sit there with your skis on. Maybe they popped off, whatever. You sit there feeling like a fucking asshole waiting for the boat to take this huge circle, this huge fucking circle. I don't know why the boat makes such a circle. And then finally, it feels like it takes forever. They come back and they put you in the water. The whole time I'm just thinking, you know, if I'm an alligator, I'm chilling on the sidelines, and I'm just waiting for that fucker to fall off his skis, and I'm going to go eat his ass. And now you're telling me there's sharks out there. Fuck that.
Well, yeah, you know.
I
may stay out of the water.
Why is there a fucking shark in the creek? Why was it killed and then transported to the creek?
Again, it may have been dumped there. Maybe a couple of other sharks killed it. And
why?
Maybe it ratted on him.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wrapped him in a carpet.
Yeah.
Like in The Sopranos. That's how Tony did it.
Yeah, the shark and the gator, but the gator was not. The gator was the gator in the creek was a real gator
and alive.
A 6-footer, yeah.
Oh, it's a 6-footer. We'll fucking
just
kill
a little,
you.
Just a little wee gator.
You know, my youngest brother used to tell me when my family, they lived in South Georgia for a while. They had all these creeks and shit in the backyard, and if you walked a ways down from their place, the creek got a little bigger, and there was a swimming hole. And my brother used to. Him and his friends, they used to go swimming in that, my youngest brother. And he told me that, you know, they'd see water moccasins down there and alligators. But just keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Just keep an eye out. I know he said, you just got to keep one eye open for these snakes. Like, oh my God.
Your youngest brother?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Chill, man. He was chill about it. Fucking well,
why
snakes.
Not? Why not?
Well, because... you're going in a creek and you know there are water moccasins in there. Have you seen a water moccasin?
I have.
Oh, they're bees from Satan. They're satanic. You know, I'm an atheist, whatever. They're Satan. And alligators are double Satan. Horrible. Horrible things. I don't know why God created these fucking demons.
We've got a, speaking of fucking demons.
Ooh, yes.
We've got, this is Lynn Patton. Now, Lynn Patton, you may most famously be known right now as the black friend that Mark Meadows brought into Congress to prove that Trump has black friends. Remember? She stood behind him.
He said something
and
fucking
he said,
horrible,
he was
right?
Like, look, she's black. And she's never felt discriminated, and she just stood there like a prop and wasn't allowed to say a word.
You know, the story that you're telling right now, and it's this old news story, the element of the deplorables, it's just all over the fucking place. That lady is Mark Meadows is using that lady as a prop to sell Trump. It's not a deplorable fucking racist. Right. Oh, my God. Just picture a deplorable walking around the swamps in Gainesville, and he looks down at a crew, he's like, what the fuck? A shark and an alligator?
So, Lynn Patton is her name, and she is the regional director, heads the largest regional office at Housing and Urban Development. Okay. She works for Sleepy Smurf, Ben Carson.
Efficient. Right.
She put a post on her Facebook.
Yes.
Discussing a tweet that was put out by an account at Education for Libs.
Oh, God. Fuck you. I got some education for you, dickhead. Suck my dick.
So she shared this tweet on her private and her official HUD account.
Oh, nice. From that account?
Yeah. The tweet lights into liberals for what is they say is a double standard for Representative AOC and HUD Secretary Ben Carson. The tweet said, quote, I find it funny how liberals will mock and laugh at Ben Carson for a simple miscommunication, yet praise Ocasio-Cortez as if she's a genius. One of them is a brain surgeon who separated conjoined twins at the head, and the other just figured out what a garbage disposal is. Case closed.
Oh, fuck you. Choke on Oreos. Oreos. We just did that story. Ben Carson thought R-E-O was Oreo, like she was saying Oreo.
Right. So, Patton retweeted this.
Yes.
From her official HUD account.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
And that's against the law.
Fuck.
The 1939 Hatch Act prevents federal employees from using government time or resources for political activities.
And that's definitely that.
And that's what, fucking Kellyanne Conway keeps breaking too.
Oh, yeah.
When she not endorses people that are running and things like that.
Because she's
not supposed to.
Because we don't need to pay Trump's campaign.
We don't want to put tax dollars to Republicans.
Right.
I mean, or Democrats trying to, yeah. So it was pointed out to her that her sending that out on her official HUD account maybe running afoul of the Hatch Act.
Yes.
And she, this is very Trumpian.
Right.
Just retweeted this amazing tweet from both of my Twitter accounts, professional and personal. It may be a Hatch Act violation. It may not be. Either way, I don't honestly care anymore. These people are determined to try to ruin and discredit a good man. I don't care if I'm breaking the law.
Right.
What she's
wow.
saying. I don't care. Republican. I don't have to follow your laws.
Wait a second. How can she post that? She's bragging about doing something that's illegal.
Well, I mean, hence the headline, Trump official admits she doesn't care about following the law.
You see, this is why we got to impeach this guy. We got to impeach this guy. There has to be something. Something must be done about these fucking wackos. They think they're above the law.
Meanwhile, the Office of Special Counsel, which enforces the Hatch Act, has found several Trump administration officials that have violated the act on their official accounts already of Twitter.
Oh, fuck.
White House Director of Social Media, Dan Scavino Jr.
Scavino
got a warning from the OSC in June 2017 after he took to Twitter to call for a primary challenger for Justin Amash.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of Michigan. Even back then, that's when Amash first said, hey, if Trump fired Comey to get rid of the Russian investigation, he should be impeached. He said that back in June 2017.
Oh, wow. Shit.
And this guy, Dan Scavino, tweeted on the official White House account that they should primary him. He got in trouble for that.
Good.
In September 2017... Nikki Haley got a warning over sharing a tweet from her official account in which Trump promoted the candidacy of some South Carolina Republican. Right. Last July, Melania Trump's communications director.
Damn.
Tweeted MAGA from her official account.
Oh, great.
That's a campaign slogan.
If
that's
I'm Melania, I'm firing everyone that writes words for me.
They don't hire the best.
I mean, they hire thieves. Twice they took Michelle Obama's speeches, right? Twice, two times.
And six current or former White House officials received warnings for partisan tweets from their official accounts. Four of the six used MAGA in official tweets. Two shared research from RNC, which you're just not allowed to do.
God damn.
From official accounts.
Did all those people get in trouble?
Warnings.
So they're above the law, essentially. My God. It's not laws. These guys don't play by any fucking rules. They don't give a fuck.
Let's see. Former Obama HUD Secretary Catherine Sebelius violated the Hatch Act in 2012 when she urged the Human Rights Campaign Gala to make sure in November that Obama continues to be president for another year.
Oh,
4 years.
Shit. Damn. I have to sneeze. God bless you. God bless you. By the way, listen to our show on Faithless Friday. We make fun of Sky God for about 2 years.
Well,
we don't make fun
of Sky God. We make fun of people Sky God followers. Sky God. Yeah.
Yeah. There is
and
no
the shitty
Sky
things
God.
They do.
Yes.
Patton has been a controversial figure since she was appointed by Trump. She previously worked as an event planner for the Trump family.
Damn. Oh, my God.
With no experience in any housing policy. And she's now the regional director of the largest housing and urban development.
That is crazy.
Region in the nation.
Right. Congratulations, America.
Her Facebook post said, in the end, liberals will only serve to destroy themselves and this great country when successful men and women from the private sector refuse to become public servants and a target of their undeserving partisan hate and obstruction.
Holy shit. She's talking about the American people.
Yes.
She hates America then.
Well, she's a Republican, so that's kind of
my God
the definition. They hate the
Does she not
they
understand?
Hate our system right now, at least.
But we're her boss, right?
In theory.
She works for us.
In theory.
Fuck you. God.
In theory.
Yes. That theory is not working.
This is from the sovereign state of Alabama.
Suck my dick.
Our neighbors here to the north and west.
Oh, okay.
We are straddled.
Oh, yes.
By Alabama here in the panhandle of Florida.
Get a Birmingham steamer.
This is one of these good news, bad news things.
Oh, it's good news because nothing bad happened.
Well, this is good news for a bad reason.
Okay.
So one is torn.
Right.
Alabama's House of Representatives voted last week.
Yes.
To end the requirements for a marriage license in the state.
Okay.
The bill ends requirements for both a license and a wedding ceremony. I didn't know you had to have some kind of ceremony.
Shit, that's crazy, dude. Gotta have ceremony.
If the governor signs legislation, the marriage in the state will only require for a couple to file for a certificate, which is the way it should be.
That's great.
The bill was passed by Senate and House, goes to Kay Ivey to possibly sign. God. The Republican governor there.
Ugh.
Fresh from signing a you're keeping that your father's rape baby.
Kay Ivey is the worst governor. The worst governor. Please. Please challenge me. Bring it. Who's worse? Who's worse than Kay fucking Ivey?
Well, DeSantis has been under the radar.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Kemp.
Oh, he's
Georgia.
Worse. He stole it. He's not really the governor. We don't know that he won.
So the legislation, yes. But they think the reason that this is bad news, and because the reason a couple of Democrats voted against it, including, I think, the only LGBTQ legislator in Alabama currently.
Holy shit.
Voted against it because the reason they're doing it is because of these butthurt judges who don't want to sign same-sex marriage certificates.
Oh, my God.
So this is a workaround so that these asshole judges aren't involved at all.
But if,
so it's a, but ultimately, it's a good thing, but they're doing it for the wrong reason. They're trying to lick the sad old
yes.
white homophobic sacks and vajayjays of these nasty old bigots.
But you know, if the point was to keep marriage between a man and a woman, this doesn't do that.
Right, but it lets them not have to sully their poor
right.
fingers by signing on a certificate for two men that are going to touch
God.
Each other's buttholes.
The shit we do in this country, just to fucking, I don't know, to coddle these goddamn homophobic dick bags. It's fucking insane.
Advocates say the new law will require judges to treat all marriages as equal under Alabama law, but critics say it provides cover to biased judges.
Oh, fuck off. Man.
And brings harm to the wedding industry.
Right.
Because
oh, yeah.
If you had to have a ceremony before of some sort, which
well, they,
is bullshit.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, dude.
I didn't know they had that law. They can't have enforced that, right? I can't imagine.
Imagine somebody coming to your house, you knock on the door, guns pulled.
Yeah.
You didn't have a
you ain't legally married.
Show me
your
wedding
cousin.
Cake. Yeah, your cousin.
So I you know, good news.
Congratulations.
Bad good outcome for bad motivations.
Yes. Can you still not get an abortion in Alabama? Is it still legal
no,
even
you
in
can.
The case?
You
oh,
absolutely
you
can. And they've filed lawsuits to make sure that shit doesn't go into effect.
Right.
I think it wouldn't start until November anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm sure with all the lawsuits that flew at it, that there'll probably be a stay.
Yes. Crazy.
In all of this stuff.
It's so fucking crazy. Mississippi already has one, right? Their bill got struck down. Or they got sued.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Judge put a hold on it.
Yes. Children.
I think they're waiting for some of these to work what? Their way through the system.
Yeah. It's like the Bible Belt needs to hire some babysitters or something.
Yeah, they did. The Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act.
The babysitters. Come on, guys.
But the Supreme Court decided that the Voting Rights Act,
right.
you know, we don't need.
Yes.
It's a little old. We don't
oh,
need
shit,
that.
Yes.
We don't need that.
We don't need that because racism isn't a problem anymore.
And what happens within 5 minutes, Texas gets slapped with
oh, yes.
blatant partisan gerrymandering.
Yeah.
As does Ohio, as did one of the fucking Carolinas.
Well, you know, and think about this. Is there an investigation into Brian Kemp right now, into his campaign?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe if we can have a president that's a Democrat, maybe his attorney general or something could look into that. You know what I mean? Because should there be an investigation into that election?
Yeah. Here we go. Republican senators are saying if the House passes articles of impeachment, they will quickly quash them in the Senate.
Well,
McConnell is required to act on articles of impeachment, requiring 67 votes to convict. He and his Republican colleagues have the power to set the rules and ensure the briefest of trials.
Oh, my God.
Lindsey Graham says, I think it would be disposed of very quickly.
Yeah.
If it's based on the Mueller report or anything like that, it would be quickly disposed of.
Oh, my God, Lindsey. What does Vladimir Putin have on you?
John Cornyn of Texas.
Fuck you.
Said nothing will come of impeachment articles.
Right.
Passed by the House.
Yes.
It'll be defeated. That's why they all want to do. That's why all they want to do is talk about it. They know the outcome.
Because if it gets defeated, Trump will be able to run on the fact that he was exonerated. He'll say he was exonerated in the impeachment, right? If he beats it.
I guess so, yeah.
Shit.
Which may be another reason why Nancy doesn't want to do it, because if they do it that quickly, he'll be able to then turn and say, and use that for the upcoming election, say, right. Look, the Democrats wasted your time.
I mean, do you think we'll find out some heinous shit we didn't know about?
Tom Tillis says, why on earth would we give a platform to something I judge as a purely political exercise? So they're not even going to, we're not even going to see the evidence. We're not even going to.
Holy fuck.
Or whatever. He's why are we going to give, he said, we have to perform our constitutional duty, but if people think we're going to try and create a theater that could give you the perception this matter rises to the level of Watergate, that's nonsense.
This is nuts. I mean, they're denying reality.
Yes. Right now, national polls are showing that fewer than 40% of Americans support impeachment proceedings.
How scary is this?
With the majority of still opposing them.
What do you think it is? That people just don't know? People don't follow the news? They listen to Fox and they believe whatever they say?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Or they don't pay attention at all and they were waiting on the Mueller report and they believe the bullshit that it's no collusion, no obstruction.
They believe Bill Barr's summary.
Yes. His completely unbiased.
Oh, yes.
So there you go. The Republicans vowing to kill anything quickly.
They're just fucking our country in plain sight. It's a plain sight fucking. It's a plain sight fucking of democracy. And what is it? Are we just too... Nobody cares? Are we too racist? It's racism. Too religious?
As Ryan mentioned, on Friday, Mississippi,
fuck,
we have Judge Carlton Reeves.
Yes.
Put a stop to... This is crazy because in Mississippi, this is where these lawmakers need to be held accountable,
right,
for wasting time on blatantly unconstitutional laws.
They know it's bullshit.
The federal court last spring in some adults,
yes,
struck down the Mississippi law effectively banning abortion at 15 weeks.
Okay.
After a patient's last menstrual period.
Oh my.
That's how they were measuring it.
Why are we in women's pants about this? Is
so
crazy.
So that law was struck down. So Mississippi, of course, responded. The Republicans there responded with a new one.
Yes.
That bans abortion at 6 weeks. So the judge who. I don't know if he initially handed down the previous one or not, but this new judge was not happy.
Right.
This is the opinion. Quote, here we go again.
Oh, shit.
Jackson Women's Health Organization versus Dobbs.
Right.
The opinion is very brief for these things, only 8 pages, because it doesn't have to be much longer given the state's defiance in the face of the previous court order. The section explaining why Mississippi's new ban must be halted is only 3 paragraphs long, can be summarized in one. Quote, this court previously found the 15-week ban to be an unconstitutional violation of substantive due process because the Supreme Court has repeatedly held that women have the right to choose an abortion prior to viability, and a fetus is not viable at 15 weeks.
Shit. And so now they're going to say 6 weeks.
Since their last menstrual period.
God damn.
It is not viable at 6 weeks since the last menstrual period. The state conceded this point. The state also conceded at oral arguments that the court must follow Supreme Court precedent. Under Supreme Court precedent, plaintiffs are substantially likely to exceed on the merits of the claim. So he shot it down.
So, right. Why? Why
Which
are
is
we
good news? Because. Yeah, yeah. You know, they think this is going to make it to the Supreme Court. It might not make it that far.
So this sets a precedent, right?
The precedent's already set. Yeah. And this guy's recognizing that precedent. And anybody above him should recognize that precedent.
How would you go after people that try to pass laws that they know are going to fail? I mean, how would
I think they should be fined or I mean, you're a representative and you're tasked with being in charge of our money. The state's coffers, the budgets, fiscal responsibility, and you're passing bills that you know is going to cost the state hundreds of thousands of legal fees.
But how do you prove
it's like the fucking Ten Commandments bullshit?
Oh my god, it's so fucking stupid.
Fuck it, we know we're putting it up there. I don't care how much money it's going to cost.
I'm picturing them going after people for this, and then like finding an email in some dirtbag governor's. Some southern governor's inbox that says something. I know it's going to fail, but we're going to do it anyway.
They're saying
probably.
That.
Oh, they say it out loud.
They're not hiding it.
They're tweeting it.
In this Alabama one, they said, we know. We're making it more heinous. They purposely pulled out exceptions for rape and incest to make it worse.
They want to make it worse for women. They want
Yes. God. And they think by launching a scud, maybe they'll be able to chip away at a little more.
Right, to weaken it.
Right. They already have. There's restrictions everywhere already. Yeah. Late term restrictions in almost every state.
Or one clinic that'll do it.
If you can find it. If they allow you to keep one open.
I mean, the anti-choice fuckers must feel like this is their moment because Donald Trump's in office.
Yes and no. I think they think this is their last moment, which is good.
Yeah.
But not good for the country because they're literally taking napalm to the whole thing. They're willing to burn down the whole thing. There's did you see these assholes? God, now I'm going to try to do this from memory. We did a story not too long ago of some legislator in Washington State.
Yes.
That had all these white nationalists. I know that narrows it down.
Right.
But trust me, he had all kinds of white nationalist bullshit.
Yes.
And this guy now was at some meeting of these idiots that want to create their own Christian nation called Liberty.
Oh, my God.
Or their own state called Liberty. They want to secede.
Right.
And it's over in the, it's somewhere in Oregon, Washington state, California area.
A republic of ninnies.
I think the guy or somebody there literally said, well, it's going to be, we're going to get our way or it's going to be bloodshed.
Good God. That's nice.
These are Christians. These are good Christians.
What would Jesus do? I thought all these Christians were into the New Testament, you know, the turn the other cheek shit. Do unto your neighbor as you want to be done to.
Right.
Do me, neighbor. So fucking stupid. It's like we live in the Christaban all of a sudden.
I know I can't find that story. But they do want. Here it is. Ethno state.
That's right. I think
white
I remember
ethno
this.
State.
Right.
Coded dog whistles such as decades of government failures, unconstitutional meddling, immoral indoctrination.
Oh my God.
Making us recognize that homo marriage.
Right. That person deserves human rights.
They want a whites only ethno state in Eastern Washington.
Oh, fuck off.
But there was a like a meeting of these assholes. That's crazy,
dude. I mean, how would they do that? Just secede, make their own little fucking country of dickheads?
I don't know.
You're going to have their own little laws? Hey, secede. If I was president, we'd attack you and take your shit. Fuck you, you ethno-state. You're wacko.
Yeah, I can't find that. I can't find that exact story. But there's a bunch of stories about this liberty state that they want to create in the Pacific Northwest.
Perfect.
For white nationalist Christians.
Right. Shouldn't you just make that West Virginia?
Well, yeah.
Why in Washington State?
I don't know.
What?
I mean, you can't get more liberal than like Seattle and Portland and the states.
But, when you get in the middle of nowhere, I don't know what happens. Why, when you get in the middle of nowhere, people get crazy?
Yeah. Chicago. You could drive an hour out of Chicago and you're in fucking, Twin Cities.
The South Side. You can go to the South Side.
Tri-City. Yeah.
Right.
So, that's good news from Mississippi.
Yay!
I guess that a federal judge struck that down.
Right, that's nice.
I'm sure the one in Alabama, the one in Georgia. Hopefully, these will all be whack-a-mole.
Go away.
And it would be really spectacular if the Supreme Court didn't even hear them. If they couldn't even get four of the judges to say, "Yeah, we want to hear one of these."
When will the government stop this war on women? When will they stop?
If we get
people vote blue
Democrats. Yeah, I guess
The Bernie bros feel like maybe they need to come out and vote for whoever's running as a Democrat. Maybe they feel so inclined to do that. That would be nice.
Oh my God. Trump, also tweeted super predator was the term associated with the 1994 crime bill that sleepy Joe Biden was so heavily involved in passing. That was a dark period in American history, but has Sleepy Joe apologized? No.
this is so fucked up.
But now trending on the Twitter, Central Park, because everyone is reminding our president about the Central Park Five.
Jesus. He took out an ad in the New York Times, right?
A full page ad in the New York Times calling for their execution.
Dude.
They were exonerated.
Because they didn't fucking do it.
Because they didn't do it.
But Donald Trump.
And Trump wanted them lynched in Central Park.
And now he's president.
He is. And has refused since.
To apologize? To admit his
mistake.
But he did. It's obviously a mistake. They didn't do it.
They're still black, though.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They weren't proven white in a court of law.
Correct.
That's a big
They've
issue.
Proven to not be white in the court of Trump.
Yes. That's a bad court.
Duncan Hunter also trending.
Okay.
And Bill Buckner, RIP.
Right. That poor guy.
The baseball player.
Who?
Tumultuous career.
Yes.
One could say.
Well, I mean, up until that moment, right? Where the ball ran,
wasn't he
legs.
Kind of fighty, punchy too?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't
probably.
Billy Buckner kind of
Red Sox dude?
Kind of known as a
he played in the '80s, right?
Yes.
God, those players beat the shit out of each other in the '80s. They're all coked up.
I think we're ready to get the fuck out of here on this Monday.
Yes,
Memorial Day.
Right.
Thanks to all those that gave their lives.
Thank you for your service.
We're sorry about the current president. We're working on it.
He is a real dickbag.
Join us again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application, and always at crabdiving.com. There's a brand new K-Voice, by the way. K-Voice, Voice of Resistance. Listen to Kelly the Voice. I believe she went to some of the Stop the Bans rallies.
Oh, cool.
She's got some information from
there.
That's
awesome.
You can go to crabdiving.com or go to iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify for K-Voice, K-V-O-I-C-E, and all the other great stuff here on the network. Go to crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy. His Instagram is Rated R Comedy. Or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Let's reconvene tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
The enemy's got to be engaged. Bone's got to meet bone. Sword's got to meet shield. The axe has got to come down on that skull. And in the end, we'll see heaven.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.